what about this big news today through the Cronulla Sharks? What a career, what a bloke. And I'm talking to Dale Finucane, Michelle. 13 seasons, 251 games. Now, this is not your regulation 251 games. This is 251 Dale Finucane games. So I don't know what the currency conversion is there, but that might be about 700 games, I reckon. Yeah. 5 origins, 28 finals, his career winning at 70%, 6 grand finals, 2 premierships, and it goes on and on and on. Dale Finucane joins the run home with Joel and Fletch. G'day, Dale.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations, mate. What a career. When you hear all this, the boy from Bega, if you were told when you first got your crack, it was the 2nd of June 2012, your debut for the Bulldogs versus South, and to say, Dale, this is how it's all going to end. I know it's a sad week for you to end this way, but I'm sure when you look in hindsight, Dale, what a career you've had.
Yeah, it is a very surreal moment, you know, finalising everything today and talking to the playing group. And, you know, I guess saying it out loud is quite a strange feeling. But, you know, I feel like throughout this week would probably be the time where, you know, I reflect on my career. And as you said, obviously those milestones and moments throughout where, you know, we've had some achievements and, you know, I haven't really had a moment to really think about those sorts of things. I've sort of been in, you know, investigation mode around all of the retirement stuff, but it's good that it's all to bed now and it's all sort of life's ahead of me now.
Dale, earlier today I received a phone call from my oldest son, Jack, and he was in a panic. Mum, and I'm thinking, my goodness, what's happened? You've had a car accident? Like, it was that much of an impact. And he says, Dale Finucane's retired. And I was like, oh. In one part, I was like, thank goodness there's no crash. But obviously quite devastated. You have that kind of impact on many fans. Take us through how tough it was for you from Thursday. Such a selfless act for you to hold that in, obviously not wanting to take anything away from the Sharks in terms of their attention across the weekend, and obviously the debut of Samuel Stone Street. That was just so I can't put that in words.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's been sort of something that's been in the process for a number of weeks, but, you know, as I spoke about earlier today, like I didn't want to leave any stone unturned in terms of, you know, potential to play. And I just would have felt regret in a year's time if I didn't, you know, seek every avenue to potentially try and play. And that probably came to fruition on Thursday last week where, you know, I'd had conversations with some ex-players who've had some concussion issues, some current players who've had some issues themselves. And, you know, in combination with talking to medical experts in my club, it really wasn't down to a decision to make. It was sort of more or less made for me. So, as I said, I'm glad that sort of, you know, I've been able to address the playing group and it's out public now. But, probably in terms of the timing, it was unfortunate that I wasn't able to let the playing group know prior to, you know, obviously it got leaked obviously slightly prior to the press conference today. But it was just difficult around obviously having Sam Stone Street's debut and Brendan Hammond-Welly's 100th game for the in the NRL. Was just the timing wasn't right for it. And, as I said, we sort of got there in the end.
Mate, what a warrior. What a career. I mentioned your debut in June 2012, and you're playing a grand final in your first ever year. Your 14th game, you're playing in a grand final. You go and play another 5 of those. But take us back to the boy from Bega and how that chance meeting or what happened to get you to Sydney.
Yeah, it was... So I played at a country carnival. I think it was in Newcastle, and that's where I picked up a player manager who rang my parents and asked if they could sign me. I think for 4 years it was at the time, and then closely following that, he sent me a 4-year deal for the Bulldogs, and it was Pete Mullen who actually signed me to the club through my manager. So that was sort of where it all began at the Bulldogs, and yeah, obviously moved up as a teenager and went through their system of SG Ball and 20s and on to first grade. But yeah, talking about that surreal moment of being involved in, you know, in a grand final in my first year, it was, I think we sort of went on a streak of 14 wins in a row, you know, during that time when I came in, and it was, you know, I just thought it would come easily, but obviously found out that that's not always the case.
Take us, Dale, to, you got a golden ticket and you can go and relive one of those matches that you've played. Which game would you choose?
Oh, Jesus. You put it on me, and it's a tough question. It's really hard to pick between. Obviously, it's hard to go past premierships, and you know, obviously the James Tedesco try in the 2019 State of Origin. You know, obviously winning the series, that was a really special moment. You know, probably that coupled with the premierships. And it's funny, like even like one of the Sharks game, it wasn't a significant finals game or anything, but it was a Warriors game that we played, and we had Will Kennedy with Tim. He was out for 70 minutes of the game because he got sent off for the entire game. And then we played a period of the game with 11 men. And I think just the fact that we played with 11 men and 12 men for most of the game was just the real gritty and tough performance by, you know, the Sharks. So that's probably one from the Sharkies that rings in my mind.
What about the 2020 grand final, which it's hard to believe way back then, you're the last team to beat the Penrith Panthers in a grand final, and they would have a stranglehold on the competition. What do you remember about that day, Dale, and the flashy start you got off to? What was the game plan? What was the plan to overcome the Panthers, who were certainly the team to beat?
Yeah, it was obviously a daunting task. I think they lost their first two games, and they didn't. I don't know that they lost a game sort of heading into that grand final. They'd won at least 15 in a row at that point in time, and obviously a daunting task going up against them. But yeah, like you said, we got ahead to a really good start. I think the halftime score was 20-0 or 26-0 or something like that, and we scored first after halftime, which is always a good sign. But yeah, as everyone knows, they come back quite strong at the end, and I think we had 11 men to finish the game, you know, and we were kicking off at 20 points to 26, I think it was. So a very daunting finish, but a very pleasing way to finish the game with 11 men on the field and all scrambling around.
I tell you what, the 2017 team, your first premiership, where you score a try, you come off ANZ Stadium at the time, so you score a try in a grand final, and you win comfortably. I still think when I look at this team in the salary cap era, it's one of the best teams I've ever seen, that 2017 team of yours, Dale. What are your memories of that day?
Yeah, it was very special as well. And to be fair, obviously you spoke about being involved in a number of grand finals. It was probably the one where I probably took the most in and sort of, you know, was a bit more present with it and looked around and, you know, really took it all in. But yeah, it was obviously special to be able to score a try in that game and, you know, win the way that we did, you know, quite convincingly in the end. And I still remember a moment in the game where Jesse Bromwich and I embraced each other. There was a scrum at about the 78th minute, and we couldn't have lost at that time. Mm. But I remember Billy Slater sort of coming up and telling us to settle down a little bit, that the game wasn't over. But we actually couldn't lose at that point in time. But I still remember that moment, embracing Jesse.
Dale, God bless Pete Mulholland. He certainly had an eye for talent. But I remember doing some interviews with the Sharks with some of the players when you first went there in 2022. And I was just astonished at the immediate impact. So it was just after pre-season leading into game one. And, you know, talking about this hard man exterior and just, you know, everything goes with you is 100%. You know, even you know, you're early for training, you're the last one to leave. The effort that you put in the gym, training, on the field has just been unbelievable. You've given a lot to rugby league. What's something that you'll take away from rugby league yourself?
Honestly, I really feel like it's sort of the things I've learnt in rugby league will set me up for life. Like the coaches that I've had and the, you know, work ethic, obviously being involved at, you know, firstly at the Bulldogs, you know, started way back at the time in the 20s with Gary Carden, who's a pretty notorious trainer who's well known in the footy circles, and, you know, just learning about hard work and work ethic, and that sort of filtered through all of the clubs that I've been at. And you know, seeing how hard the coaches work particularly and how that filters through the whole organisation. Yeah, that's probably one of the biggest things I'll take away is, you know, those things are going to hold you in good stead for the rest of your life. And, you know, I think Craig Bellamy always spoke about, it doesn't matter if it's not rugby league, but find something that you're passionate about and just give your best at it. And I'm not sure what that is sort of moving forward for myself. But, yeah, I obviously want to find what that is and, you know, give it my best.
Yeah, you just hear always the impact that yourself and Cam McGuinness had on immediately there at the Sharks. All ships rise with the tide, Michelle, and that's exactly what happened with yourself, Dale. And I think I've shared with this before. So the Cronulla Sharks Touch Rep community, their major award is called the Dale, and it's for the player who is the best team player, who's always putting everyone first. It's not about them, but they rip it and give their all, the 1% as they do. And it's called the Dale after this man, Dale Finucane. So that's the kind of impact you have on the community. You haven't been at Cronulla forever, Dale, so that's, you must be very proud of things like that.
Yeah, it is very nice here. And I think, I'm not sure whether it's, I know Paul Gallen approached me about the trophy, and I'm not sure whether it's his son's side or another side, local team. But yeah, I think this was a year back or so where one of the recipients of the award, I think I sent a video to one of the younger fellows. So it's very humbling to know that there is an award, you know, and obviously the traits that they've sort of made around that is very humbling to hear.
Every single team, Michelle, every single team in the club has a Dale Award themselves, every team.
Well, there you go. Can I tell you, I know you've done a clip for one of my sons at one stage, and he plays that before he plays. So that, you know, as that's what I'm trying to say, the impact that you've had on all levels of rugby league is quite unbelievable. I want to ask you about the moment with the family. I'm big on, you know, being the mum and how this all unfolded. Obviously, your wife would have had, you know, a fair say in what was going on. Tell us about that decision, sitting down with your wife and children, the boys.
Yeah, so obviously, you take it back to obviously the Tigers game where, you know, I suffered one of the concussions, or the most recent one. And, yeah, obviously she was disheartened when I'd come home to know that I'd obviously had another one, and which obviously prompted myself to go and get some checkups from, you know, neurologists and neuropsychologists, and you know, the club obviously took us through that process, and we got a number of opinions. We didn't just sort of go with the one neurologist, we got a handful of those, and they all sort of came to the same recommendation, which was obviously finishing up. So it is bittersweet because, you know, my wife's obviously not happy. She wasn't going to be happy either way. Obviously, if I'd played on, she would have been, you know, mindful that I'd potentially get another one and, you know, potential long-term effects. And but at the same time, she didn't want to see me finish prematurely and not on my own terms. So it was a bit bittersweet. And but I think at the end of the day, yeah, well, the right decision's been made. And, you know, as I said, I'm very content in the career that I've been able to have. And that's, you know, conversations that I had with a number of past players who have sort of medically retired, you know, that's sort of the advice that I've been given, and you know, it sits well with me. So while it's disappointing, I'm looking forward to the next stage of life.
When you had your last concussion, Dale, did you have a pang in your stomach that might be it? Was it on your radar at the time?
No, not at all, to be fair. No. Like, it was, I think, almost become a little bit desensitized to do it, because I'd obviously had a number of them, and it was kind of, you know, my mentality towards it initially was going back through the protocols, the 11-day stand down protocol, and that was my mindset. It was, what can I do tomorrow, what can I do the next day? And then obviously after speaking with my wife, who showed quite a fair bit of concern, we obviously went through that process, but went through a number of others with the as I said, with the neurologists and the neuropsychs, and yeah, all that testing, and yeah, it's obviously the conclusion we've come to.
Yeah, it's a shame. Thankfully, to this point, we haven't seen a player miss a grand final, I don't believe, due to the HIA protocols just yet. But we have got Harold Matthews' boy in the concluding stages of the semi-final, Michelle. He's out due to the HIA protocols. So that's very sad for the young fella. But Dale, just before you go, mate, we are very appreciative of your time on such a big
such
day.
Such a privilege to be speaking. Oh,
of course. Absolutely. What's next? Have you thought about where home's going to be, what you want to do? Do you want to coach? What's the plans?
That's a great question.
Yeah. How many grey hairs do you want? Or do you want to keep your hair?
No, well, I said that in my presser today. I said, I'm not going to be a full-time coach. I like my hair. But no, to be honest, I have spoken with Fitz, and we haven't spoken in great detail about what my involvement in the club will entail. But yeah, they've more or less let me know that there's obviously something for me at the club, and not sure in what capacity yet, but we'll have those conversations over the coming days and work out what's next. But yeah, in the meantime, obviously a little bit more time for the family as well, and love to get back into the music a little bit more with some more time on my hands, and we'll see what unfolds in the next couple of weeks.
Dale Finucane,
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, what a career. What a career you must be so proud of. I'm sure you are. And now you can sit back, think about it all, and enjoy it. Unbelievable achievement, mate. Congratulations on what you've achieved. All the best into the future. And thanks for joining the Run Home with Joel and Michelle.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, what a class act, Michelle. Oh. Dale Finucane.
I feel a little bit sad.
Of course you do.
Yeah, it's quite emotional, isn't it? Because you can sort of hear it in his voice that he's, you know. But as I said, he's been such a trooper. He's given the game so much. He's the impact, I mean, you sort of used to think it was all Craig Bellamy, but then to see him come away from the Storm and do what he did, infiltrate
yep.
the way he did at the Sharks, and I mean, it's not a coincidence for yep. mine of where they are at the moment.
If I was a Sharks club, if he was up for it, I'd be saying, can we just pay you to train with us? Don't worry about any contact. Mm-hmm. We just need your influence. He's so important.